This is URN.
First of all, we have a story from Anna regarding the attacks in New York last night.
Yeah, this is quite a somber one to start with, but I think, well, it's massive, massive news today. At 3 p.m. in local time yesterday, 8 people were killed and 11 people were injured when a truck drove through a cycle lane into people in Lower Manhattan. It was a 29-year-old man who committed the attack, and he continued to drive through the cycle path until he hit right into a school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children as a result, and it was only at that point that he stopped. He emerged from the vehicle holding what seemed to be 2 handguns, and that's what they were taken to be, although it did turn out later that they weren't. And witnesses say that they heard him shout "Allahu Akbar" before he was shot and injured by the police. So today he's been undergoing surgery as a result of those injuries, and I think he was still in surgery when the last headline broke. Donald Trump is his response that I find especially interesting about this story, because it's very tragic, the attack itself, and it's so in keeping with the rest of the attacks that have already happened this year, and it's so tragic and it seems almost constant at the minute. But Donald Trump's response to this one was somewhat different, in that he put out a series of tweets, one of which just stated that he wanted to increase the extreme vetting of immigrants and needed to step that up, and then he didn't elaborate on that any further. But I just think that seems so... it's such an unrelated step to take from this. I suppose it maybe it would seem related to some, but for me, I think this 29-year-old man who didn't seem to be connected to any others is then taken to be part of some massive group, and it makes a really bad name for immigrants coming from these countries who, you know, have nothing to do with anything like this. So, yeah, that's what I'm really interested in, is why he responded like that, and was it just to appease the people who will take the same view as him, in that because of this attack we should stop people coming from these countries?
Yeah, it's quite shocking news there. Straight off the bat, I just can't see any connection. And really, again, it's about scapegoating, I think, in terms of painting everyone with the same paintbrush. I'm interested to ask, do you reckon this will definitely, I would say, it would increase a lot of Islamophobia, it would increase a lot of xenophobia. So I'm interested in thinking... which one do you think it would increase the most? Is it more...
I think this is going to majorly increase the amount of Islamophobia in the whole of the world. Everyone who hears about this attack today is going to have a different opinion on it. And I just unfortunately think that a lot of people, enhanced by President Trump's reaction, are going to take it as another negative thing that seems to be being portrayed about Islamophobia. And it's just... I think that's what is going to increase the most, and I think that's a real shame because it doesn't really have any link.
Yeah, it doesn't have any link, and the fact that he's increasing immigration laws already also is not of relevance either, because if you think about the immigration laws to get into America today, how strong they are and how difficult it is to actually even go on holiday to America.
Yeah.
Especially if you're of, like, you know, if you're a person of colour, then it is incredibly difficult anyway.
I think that's the worst thing about this, is that it's going to become some level of racial profiling, and people who come from specific countries will automatically be put into a negative category, whereas they might be really highly skilled workers who want to move to join family or move for jobs or move just because they want to. And anyone should be able to do that. And just because you come from a certain country or follow a certain religion, you shouldn't be blacklisted just because of other people who have maybe used that for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Well, to me, it sounds completely counterintuitive. However, there are some people who believe that this is the correct measure to take to target these kind of attacks and to ensure that they don't happen again. Again, can we see any kind of rationale behind this, or do you reckon there are other approaches Trump could have taken?
I think Donald Trump has taken the approach of appeasing, unfortunately, potentially a majority in America. I mean, there is a massive, massive problem with Islamophobia in the USA that we all know about. And I think he, by releasing this tweet, has tried to appease the people who will think, okay, let's not let anybody else in. And I think that's the only reason why he's done this.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like just like a react. His kind of tweet and his response is just kind of like a formal just recognition of the event. I don't feel like he's actually responding to it fully. I feel like he's just kind of put this tweet. He's probably like sat there in his drafts and he's just press send, because it's not really answering any questions. He's just kind of like really appeasing the people, I think, especially like at times like this where it's happening so frequently, these kind of attacks. And even though they're still awful, I feel like these kind of reactions don't really give a reaction to the people. Like, it's just kind of like to settle the dust, not to help anyone. Like, there's no, it's quite, it makes it quite stagnant in that sense, because there's no movement from that. Like, no one can really like move on except from like hatred from spreading. So I think by people, by like sending a tweet like that, he's not really like changing anything, which is quite bad in my opinion.
Yeah, I love the phrase you used in terms of settling the dust there. And again, talking from experience as well, he's very, very trigger happy. So in terms of tweeting, I mean, I don't know exactly how credible his tweets are, or if it even... He could say this today and then tomorrow he could have a completely different approach to this.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting things about the tweet as well was that it seemed so, well, for many it will seem really reactionary to the tweet, but actually extreme vetting was one of his major points in his ploy to get elected. So it's not something new. He's suggesting in that tweet that because of this event, extreme vetting will be brought in. Actually, that's something he's been talking about for a long time. Yeah. So he's really not bringing anything new to the table other than acknowledging the event. And he's using it more to enhance the point he previously made and his own prejudices.
Yeah, talking about his vetting, wasn't it quite recently that a judge actually lawed against his recent laws regarding immigration? I mean, I just think that it's the system that America have in place right now is a system of checks and balances to ensure that different states get different states. Get different says, mm-hmm. and the fact that this system it could work to the advantage. Again, it could happen again. How the policy that he implements or he wants to implement could get completely removed just because of what the federal system would say about this. And I mean, just by common sense, it doesn't really seem like the proper initiative to take.
No, I completely agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, by him sending this kind of response just kind of like further emphasizes the fact that he's just not really responding to anything. Like, he's just kind of like appeasing everyone in the sense that he's responded to the event, he's kind of acknowledged that it was awful and stuff, but like apart from that, he's not really doing anything apart from enhancing like border restrictions, and we already know he's doing that. Like, it's no news to us. So I think by doing that, like by sending a tweet like that and just his response in general, it just doesn't really like give any kind of stability to like a country that's kind of in kind of crisis in an event like this. Like, it's happening so often, and to just like have a response that's just so like, it's so expect, like, it's everyone expects him to react like that. Like, he doesn't really give any kind of reassurance in that sense. He just gives an answer that doesn't really, you know, like satisfy anyone. So I think by just doing that, he doesn't really help the people in a sense. Like, I feel like rules like that just don't, like with the judge, he actually did something about it, whereas like President Donald Trump isn't really like changing his opinions or helping anyone get through like times like this.
Yeah, he's just literally taking the easy approach.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's just going to deepen social divide within America. I mean, the Pepsi ad, as we all know, like the whole controversial Pepsi ad where, oh, we're all in this together. And it's just like, again, the backlash that received as well. It's absolutely ridiculous, because you hear talk of change, and we can see change in the media right now, but it's not the adequate approach is being taken. Again, the policy that he wants to implement, if this does go ahead, I don't think he realizes how much of a backlash that would incur as well. So there could be violent protests, there could be violent demonstrations against this in terms of the societies in America who feel like they're being targeted.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the only good thing that can come out of his reaction to this and his idea to implement the extreme vetting is that it will appease some of the people who maybe would have taken a very reactionary response to the attack in New York. So there will be some people who will take that as a complete excuse almost to be an Islamophobe, and it will be a recognition of the fact that they're right, or they believe they're right. And some people, unfortunately, will meet violence with violence and might have had a very negative response to the attack. So I think the only good thing that can come of Donald Trump's tweet is that potentially those people will be appeased and think, okay, at least something's going to happen. These people won't be allowed in our country anymore. But I think by doing that and by covering up that problem, he's not preparing himself for the problem that's going to be caused if he does actually implement the policy, because there's going to be just as many people on the opposite side of the spectrum who want to meet that with a very reactionary response.
I mean, but if you think about toughening the immigration laws, it's really ironic, really, because I would say most of the terrorist attacks that have been carried out are by American nationals.
Yeah.
So it has no correlation with immigration or foreigners even. I mean, it's a high percentage of people who are actually American nationals who have been brought up with the American system, American education system, who really their families and friends have no idea that they have these kind of views or they are going to implement these types of attacks. Yet, implementing this strict immigration ban, I would say, would do the opposite effect and maybe even increase the amount of terror attacks that we will see.
Yeah, I think that's potentially very true. I think it will spark such a negative reaction from so many people that he's going to be putting himself and others in real danger by doing it, but all in the name of buying into the idea that it's these very small percentage of people who come from different countries that are causing the problem.
Yeah.
And he's scaremongering, really.
Yeah, I would use that word as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, like when you look at America in the bigger picture, most of the attacks and atrocities that are happening there are by American nationals, as you said. So, and like when you look at the gun laws and everything, like when his reaction to the gun laws, he doesn't really condemn them at all. Like, he acts as if they're like madmen, whereas when it comes to attacks like this, he's very, very quick to respond to it, as in how he has now, and talking about border restrictions, which is, as you said, ironic, because he doesn't acknowledge the fact that these people could also be like deranged. He straight away attacks it from the religion side of view.
Yeah, there's never any allowance for personal differences.
Yeah.
And the fact that there are some people in any religion who are going to react negatively to events.
This is URN.